Modesto area Republican member of Congress Jeff Denham recently said Democrats Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Chuck Schumer all voted for a border wall as U.S. senators. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols decided to fact-check Denham's claim.
Denham made his claim in an interview with NPR's Rachel Martin this week. He was floating the idea of a bill that would combine more border security with protecting the DACA program.
The president's already asking for border security. Why wouldn't we add a dreamer aspect to that as well?
What do you mean? Marrying the idea of, when you say border security, you're talking about the wall? What
yes.
do you mean by that?
Yes, which was bipartisan back when Senator Obama, Senator Schumer, and Senator Clinton all voted for it. This used to be a very bipartisan thing before President Trump announced it.
When we looked into this, we found several Republicans, including President Trump, have made the same claim as Denham. But what they don't say in their statements is that the votes by Obama, Clinton, and Schumer took place in 2006 in favor of the Secure Fence Act. That authorized about 700 miles of fencing along the border with Mexico. The border wall proposed by Trump would be a much more substantial and taller structure, spanning an estimated 1,200 miles. Denham is right that border security has been a bipartisan issue in the past, but his claim that these top Democrats voted for a wall ignores key information about what they actually voted for a decade ago. We rated his claim half true. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.